started discussing the Shaila as to whether one can be mamed schach, one can support the schach with walls that one can't use for schach, like mekabel tuma, other items that can't be used as schach. Can you be mamed bedava mekabel tuma, mamed bedava sheno roi lesakech bo, or not? This is the Mishnah, the Gemara explaining the Mishnah daf chaf aleph amud beis. Mishnah quotes machlokas tanoim. What's the din if someone is somech sukkoso bekarei hamita, who supports the sukkah with the bedposts? The Tanakhama says that it's kosher, and Rabbi Yehuda says posel. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say posel? So there are two deis in the Gemara. One says that because ein lo keva, we had different interpretations what ein lo keva means. The Rush quoted a Yerushalmi that ein lo keva means there aren't 10 tfachim between the mita and the gag. That's what it means. It means there's no mechitza. Either it's a dira srucha, it's not a comfortable dira because you don't have 10 tfachim between the floor of the sukkah, the mita, and the gag, or it's tamar mechitza. Right? The mechitza that you have there is not 10 tfachim, it's not a mechitza. But that's what ein lo keva means according to the Rishalmi quoted by the Rush. Now, there were other perushim, but that's the perush in ein lo keva that's going to remain the maskan. What's the other reason? So the Gemara says, some Amarim explained, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's possible, some of the Kosovo Bakari Hamita is Psula, because Yomame Bidav Mekabel Tumah. The Mita is Mekabel as Tumah, and then you're being Mamed the Schach Bidav Mekabel Tumah, and Mamed Schach Bidav Mekabel Tumah is possible. These were the 2 days. What does that mean? Why should Mamed Schach Bidav Mekabel Tumah be Psula? So we said there are 2 ways of looking at it, that either it's Xerah the Rabbana. That's how the Ran and the Ritva and a group of Rishonim learned. It's Xerah d'Rabbanan. They were afraid that if you're Masachin, if you're Mame, Bedavim, Mekabel Tumah, so someone's going to look at it and say, well, what's holding up the Schach? Something that's Mekabel Tumah. So if something that's holding up, something that's Mekabel Tumah can hold up the Schach, it can be Schach. And that's not true. It's a Xerah that you might be Masachin with that item, Gufa. That's one shot, that it's a Din d'Rabbanan. And the Bach was Medayik from Rashi and from the Rush as well. And no, Me'ikra Din, it's a Din d'Araisa that the schach is nikra al shem hamamid. The schach is called based on the mamid. If the mamid is possible, the schach, then the schach is possible. If the mamid is a davar mekabel tumah, then the schach is mekabel tumah. Ah, but it's not davar mekabel tumah. No, but it's nikra al shem hamamid. So whatever the mamid is, that is superimposed. That shem is superimposed on the schach, and it can create a psul darais in the schach itself. These were the two approaches. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So now the question is, how to paskin? We paskin like the Tanakhama, like the Chachamim? Do we say the whole thing doesn't even exist? It's kosher, there's no problem? And of course, if we paskin like the Tanakhama, then Mame Bedav Mekabel Tumah is not an issue, because according to them, the whole thing is not a problem. Or should we say, no, Halacha Kareb Yehuda, even though Yochev Rabbim Halacha Karabim, but here it's somehow different, Shokil Vitori HaGemara Alibay, the Gemara is a Shaka Vitari Aliba the Reb Yehuda, so maybe we paskin like him. But even if we paskin like him, then we have to have a further discussion, like which time do we paskin like? We pass like the time of Ein Lakeva, or do we pass like the time of Ibn Nation Mamida Bedav Mekabel Tumah? So we mentioned yesterday that the Balamor paskins like the Chachamim. He says, Yachav Rabbim Aloha Kirabim, what do you know? I don't need Rabbi Yehuda here. Rabbi Yehuda's nice, it's a chelik of Torah, you can talk about it, svaris back and forth, but Lemaisa, we're going to paskin like the Chachamim. He concedes that the Rif doesn't seem to paskin like that, because the Rif quotes Abaye, who makes a statement, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So it sounds like the reason why the Rif quotes that Gemara is it's to imply that the Gemara was shakal v'tare aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, has a shakal v'tare aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So it sounds like the halacha is like him. But the Balmar says, I disagree. But that's the Rif. The Rif started the bull run. The Rif says, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So now the question is, if we're going to take the Rif seriously, because we're not going to paskin like the Balamar. Balamar is a das yochid. If we're going to paskin like the Rif, so now which reason is the real reason here? So many Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, the Rishonim that are explaining the Rif, they all take the second reason, Lefisha Mamida Bedav Mekabel Tumah. Why did they pick on that reason? Why is that their reason? Why not say Ein Lo Keva? Why not say Ein Lo Keva? So the emphasis is, you could say that they choose Mimnesh Mamida Bedav Mekabel Tumah because it's the second reason. It's the second reason, so somehow that's the better reason. Maybe. The second reason why they take the second time is because maybe they hold Ein Lakeva doesn't last Lamaskana. Maybe they don't like, maybe there's something wrong about that reason. Okay, we're not going to focus on why exactly they choose the second shot, but that's what they say. that the Iker, Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, is the second pshat that Mamida v'davar mekabel tuma, and that's how we pask it, that if you mamid tzchav v'davar mekabel tuma, then it's going to be possible. The Rosh disagrees vehemently. The Rosh is the Mara the Shmaitza who says, yes, we pask him like Rebbe Yehuda, but like which reason? Not Mamida v'davar mekabel tuma. He doesn't like that at all. Because he has a kasha. We mentioned last time, the Rosh has a kasha on that reason of Meshur Mamida v'davar mekabel tuma. What's the kasha? How? Yeah. Avonim, exactly. I heard the word, Michael. Avonim. The Rosh says, how can we be Mamad Aschach and a Kosel Avonim? Apparently that was the minig at the time of the Rosh and at the time of the Ran, because the Ran has the same kasha. The Rosh says, we take a Kosel Avonim, we put Schach on top of it. How does that work? If there's a problem of Mamida B'dav Mekabel Tuma, which means, again, not just Mamida B'dav Mekabel Tuma, stones are not Mekabel Tuma, but they're Posel for Schach, they're not Gidul Karka. So if the reason Aliba Rebbe Yehuda is Meshur Mamida B'dav Mekabel Tuma, so then how can we be Mamid Tzchach on the Kosel Avonim? The Tzchach is the Avonim apostle to be Tzchach, so then the Tzchach should also be apostle. So says the Rosh, I think the real reason is not Meshur Mamida B'dav Mekabel Tuma, but rather in Lokeva. How did the Ran answer that Kasha? Ran says not Kasha Bechlal. Why? The whole thing is a Gzera to begin with. The reason why you can't be Mamid Tzchach B'dav Mekabel Tuma is because it's a Gzera Rabbanan. If it's lo shchiach to be misakech with this item, there's no gzera. It's not normal to be misakech with stones because they fall on your head, they hurt you. So no one's going to do that. You have a bamboo stick. If it falls on your head, so what's the big deal? It's not gonna kill anyone. The stone could kill someone. You're not going to be misakech with stones. It's just not normal to be misakech with stones. So says the Ran, if it's not normal to be misakech with stones, then the whole gzera doesn't apply. It's not that the tam of Meshur Mamida B'dav Mekabel Tuma is rejected. No, it's not rejected. That's the real reason. The thing is, the reason doesn't apply because it's only a gzera de rabbanan, b'milsat lo shchicha, they weren't gozer. But the Rosh doesn't like that answer. Why? Because the Rosh l'shitoso, that's the Rosh that the Karban Asanel and the Bach picked up on. The Rosh holds that Meneshim Amida B'dav Mekabel Tuma is not just a gzera. Me'ikar adin, like Rashi. If you mamid the schach in something that's not royal schach, the schach is nikra al shem ha-mamid, the schach also becomes posel. So if it's me'ikar adin, who cares? Shchiach, not shchiach. Doesn't matter whether it's shchiach or not. It's possible anyway. Right? The schach is always nikra al shem ha-mamid. If the mamid is possible, then the schach is going to be possible. That's why the Rosh was bothered with this kasha. He didn't give the Ran's answer. Because of this kasha, the Rosh concludes that the real reason is ein lokeva. The real reason is ein lokeva. Okay? The kari amita, the sukkah is supported by the kari amita. The kari amita is movable. So it's ein lokeva, as Rashi says, it's mitaltel. I'm sorry, take it back. The Rosh explains ein lokeva differently. Let's explain like the Rosh. The Rosh says ein lokeva means what? That between the mita and the schach, you don't have ten tefachim. Okay, there are three pshatim. That's why we get a little confused. Let's keep with the Rosh, right? The Yushalmi that the Rosh quotes, that ein lokeva means that between the mita and the schach, there are less than 10 tefachim. Less than 10 tefachim is possible. There's no mechitz of 10 tefachim. It's a diras rucha. You can't live in that area. It's possible for schach. Yes.
This is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you need kevah. According to Mandamar, that
No. According to the Rosh, ein lo kevah has nothing to do with diras kevah beinah. So I beg to differ, Sam.
So why even call it kevah?
It's an interesting phraseology. Right? That confused Rashi, sort of, right? The Rush would say confused Rashi. They're thinking it's all about Diras Keva. See, the Rush doesn't explain that it's based on Diras Keva. Why? Help me, why? Why is it not based on Diras Keva? Because the Rush paskins like what? The Rush paskins like this reason of Ein Lakeva. If it's based on Diras Keva Be'ina, we don't paskin Diras Keva Be'ina. We paskin like the Chachamim, the Rebbe Yehuda. It's a Diras Arai. So it must be that Ein Lakeva has nothing to do with Diras Keva Be'ina. It just means it's not a good makom. It's either a diras rucha, it's not a makom to live in, or if you don't have ten tefachim, then the mechitza is not a mechitza. I know it's a mud nizach, it's not a good losh, right? The losh in Ein Lokeva doesn't flow very nicely with the Rush. But that's the Shalmi. The Rush didn't invent this, it's the Yerushalmi.
And if this was the case of the Mishnah, then Chachamim wouldn't agree with it. The Rush is saying this is the case that the Mishnah is dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Which is why you reviewed this post.
So the Tosis and the Rosh explain that since the mita can be pulled out,
mita can be
pulled, and then you'll have ground below it. Since the mita can be pulled out and you have ground below it, even though from the mita to the schach is not 10 tefachim, it's not a problem, because you can create ground level. So it's not an issue. That's the machlokas, right? Because you can pull out the mita. Some of the Rishonim say that. I'm not sure if the Rosh is, I forget if the Rosh says that, but some of the Rishonim do say that you can see, you can pull it out. And the Rosh does not have that. But some of the Mefarshim do mention such an idea. But I think Tosis might say that. Maybe Tosis says it. Kevadi Shokilo Lemita Ika Avir Asara. The third to last line in Tosis. If you could get through the whole Tosis, you know. Third to last, he says it. You could take the mita out, so the Chachamim say that's why it's kosher. Okay?
What
is that? I hear you.
What? Potential. Like
potential. Right, options.
Can I remember?
But what the psul of your shucha is a mitzias. It's not a...
Yeah, but the case of Dira Surcha that we had on Daf Dalet is that the Hutsin are coming in.
Okay.
So, I mean, what are you going to do? What, rip the Hutsin out? It's all schach. Here, you have a whole structure. The sukkah's there. What's an impediment to the sukkah? Some external thing. You can take the mita out. You still have your sukkah there. To take the Hutsin off is like you're changing the Cheftzah Shel Sukkah. But here, you're not changing the Cheftzah, you're just moving the bed. What's the big deal? We talked about a case, remember? Where someone's sleeping in the sukkah, and there weren't enough places for people to sleep. So we were talking about if you can pull the guy out of the sukkah and, you know, bring another bed in. See, right? There's only a chiyuv to sleep in the to get into the sukkah, to go to sleep in the sukkah, not to actually be sleeping. You can pull a bed in and out of the sukkah. It's nishgeferlich. Yes?
If you're pulling me down, aren't you pulling the walls out also? I mean, isn't the Kiryamita are the walls
that are the front. So what's the somech here? What are you're leaning? See, according to the Rosh, you're not actually you're leaning, but they're not attached to the mita. You can pull the mita out.
The Kiryamita and the mita aren't attached.
Can we take the mattress out?
I guess so. I don't know. I guess so. Yes, so. According to that pshat, it's not mamed. What mamed makabatama just isn't the problem. And they don't say that they're attached. I hear the Lashon Somech Sukosu Bekari Hamita sounds like you're Somech here. Leaning them, you're attaching. I'm not sure. Yerushalmi doesn't say too much. I mean, I looked up the Yerushalmi. It's a short piece. It doesn't say very much. It says exactly what the Rosh quotes. You know, doesn't fill you in. Yeah. But that's what the Rosh says. Oh. So now that we have the whole structure in front of us, now we have to figure out how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin. We have what the Rishonim say. Now let's figure out how the Shulchan Aruch paskin and how it came down to the later poskim as well. Okay, do we paskin that Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is a problem, or do we say that maybe it's not a problem? Okay. Does someone have a packet? Because I seem to have forgotten my packet. So try to look on with someone else. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so it all starts with the Trumas Hadeshen. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two comments of the Trumas Hadeshen, which start the ball rolling. So the Trumas Hadeshen is cited by the Beis Yosef. First we'll do Siv Ches, and then we'll back up to Siv Zayin. The same Trumas Hadeshen. It's Chuvas Trumas Hadeshen and Simen Tzadi Aleph. I always say that the Trumas Hadeshen really, you know, never got Shilas. It's a made-up Sefer. It's an amazing made-up Sefer. He made up the Shilas because he wanted to write Shtik La Torah on those Shilas. And then he quotes all the Rishonim on the Shilas. But these Shilas never came up. That's why they're so good. Because they're like perfect. Like he thought of exactly what he wanted to write about. It's very interesting. Okay. It's a Gevaldige Sefer. Okay. So the Trumas Hadeshen and Simen Tzadi Aleph, he talks about the Klunsos of the Sukkah. Let's see Ches. Kosovo Trumas Hadeshen, Lechaber Klunsos, HaSukkah B'Masmer, Shel Barzel. To attach the beams of the sukkah with masmer shabazel, like the schach, right? Beams of schach, but masmer shabazel with the nails, metal nails, or lakoshim bivalo, so to tie them with pieces of begodim shemekablim tuma. Sounds like a mame bedavim mekabel tuma issue to me. You're going to attach the schach with metal or with begodim. So Nira says the Chumash Adeshin she'en k'pei de b'davar. It's kosher, kosher v'yosher. It's perfectly fine. The Avagad of Perak Yosher in the Hadadan Asamas Lukasa b'kari hamita Rabbi Huda Omer Meno Yichol Lama b'fnei Atzma P'sula. Rabbi Huda says in our Mishnah that it's possible the Kavala b'gimah my time with Rabbi Huda Chadam v'mneshe in l'kevel Chadam v'mneshe m'amida b'davar m'kabal tuma. There are two reasons I'll leave it to Rabbi Huda. Why Samas Lukasa b'kari hamita is P'sula. So maybe Mamim Dharma Kabbalatum is a problem. Dr. Chumasadeshan, no. Kosov Oshri, the Rosh writes, the Muchach Medivya Arif, the Sovra Halacha Krebi Huda. Rosh says, from the Rif, it sounds like Halacha Krebi Huda, but Mikol Makom, a Posak Oshri, Nami, the time of the Keva, Ikar, Velo time of the Mamida, but Dharma Kabbalatum. Right? The Rif Paskins like Rebbe Yehuda, but says the Rosh, what's the Ikar reason? Ain Lo Keva, not Mamim Dharma Kabbalatum. Dr. Chumasadeshan, there's no problem over here. The Chumasadeshan is hiding behind the Rosh. Hiding behind the Rush. Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, but not like the time of Mamim B'Dar Mekabel Tumah, rather like the time of Ein Lakeva. So therefore, Mamim B'Dar Mekabel Tumah is not a problem. That's why you can attach the Klinsos with the Masmerim Shel Barzil with the Balos. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Chumash Hadeshin. Simitofrei Shkoftes, Sivches, right? That this is the Beis Yosef who quotes the Chumash Hadeshin, and then in Shulchan Aruch, he Paskins like him. Similarly, the Chumash Hadeshin writes, for the same reason, in the same tshuva. He actually just told you. It's the same piece. Halacha k'Reb Yehuda, but like the Rosh. So what should emerge? Right? Let's say you're supporting the schach with the kari amita. Right? So what should the din be? Is it kosher? Is it possible? It's kosher as long as what? Kosher as long as you have a distance of 10 tefachim between the mita and the schach, because that's the whole shita according to the Rosh, right? There's no problem with Mamim B'Davar Mekabel Tumah. As long as you have a distance, 10 tefachim, everything is great. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tafresh Lamed Sif Yud Gimel. Like the Chumash Hadeshin. This is the same piece in Chumash Hadeshin. What is the Shulchan Aruch saying? Tafresh Lamed Sif Yud Gimel. Asomech Sukoso Al Kari Hamita Ve'akra'ayim Hem Mechitzos Im Yesh Bogova Yud Tefachim In Hamita L'Schach Kshayra. It's all a function of whether you have Yutfachim from the Mita to the Schach. Like whom? The Rosh. There's no Mamim B'Dar Mekabel Tumah. It is Mekabel Tumah. Who cares? Mamim B'Dar Mekabel Tumah is not an issue. The question is, do you have the right distance? If you have the right distance, everything is great. If not. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Tes writes. The after Mamim Al Gabi Mita Shi Mekabelas Tumah Lo Ichpas Lambaza. The Kabbalas Tumah La Schach Nemar Velo Al Hadafanos. Kabbalah's tum is a function of the schach, not the defonus. Mamim B'Dar Mekabel Tumah is not a problem at all, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's how the Chumash Hadeshin paskins. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but not like the second reason of Mamim B'Dar Mekabel Tumah, but rather the first reason of Ein Lo Keva. So far, so good. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The problem is a third Shulchan Aruch. Tofresh Choftes Sif Zay. Like the previous Sif. If all you had was Sif Ches, and Tofresh Lamed Sif Yud Gimel, you'd be finished. It wouldn't be an issue. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tafrei Choftes Sif Zayin throws a monkey wrench into the whole sukkah. Not into the sugya, but into his psak. Right? Because it seems to be a stira. What does he say in Tafrei Choftes Sif Zayin? So the Shulchan Aruch like this: Yesh listapek im muter lohaniach sulam al hagag kidei lesakech al gabov. A safek. I think there's a makom for a safek whether you can put a sulam, a ladder, on top of the gag of the sukkah to be mesakech on it. You're going to put the ladder on, and then you're going to put the schach over the ladder. Can you do that? A sofek in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the source of this sofek? This is his own sofek? No. The sofek is actually a Chumash Hadeshin. The previous piece in Chumash Hadeshin, Simen Sadi. Yeah, so this is in the Beis Yosef and Siv Zayin. Kosev Chumash Hadeshin, Sukkah Sherotzu Losum Lamala Sulam, Kedei Laniach Hasach, Aschach Al Gabav, Kosher Hadavar Olam. Mamash the Sofik in the Shulchan Aruch. You're going to put the Sulam on top of the Sukkah and then put the Sach on top of that. Is it kosher or not? So Tshuva, the Chumash Hadeshin writes, Nira the Shari. He says, I think it's mutter. Nira the shari afilu l'sakech chol asukah b'sulama shalano. I think it's mutter to make all of your schach out of sulamos. The ain't kan schach posel. There is no schach posel in lulam. Avagab the kli hu, even though it's a kli, mikamakom lo mekabel tuma. The kli eight shein lo beis kibul ain't mekabel tuma. Kli eight shein lo beis kibul. This is a wooden kli. It doesn't have a base kibul. That's what it's called. Pshutei kli eights, flat kli eights, wooden kalin. It's not mekabel tuma. Afagav the olin v'yordim bo. Even though you can go up and down the ladder, ain't matami medris. There's no tuma. The Shuvah l'haramban is stopping badavar. It says the Tshuvah Sadeshem, but in the Tshuvah Ramban, which is really a Tshuvah Sarashba ha-miyucheses l'haramban, there are certain Tshuvahs of the Rashba that were, that people thought were the Ramban, they're really the Rashba. So in the Tshuvah ha-miyucheses l'haramban of the Rashba, in Simon Reish Tezvav, he has a suffer. Tshuvah Sadeshem says, I think it's fine. I think it's even fine to make schach out of the sulamos. But the Rashba had a suffer about this. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, there's a suffix. Right? He has a suffix. Who's the Baal HaSuffix? Zok the Bar HaGola, Tshuvas HaRamban. Right? He picks on the Tshuvas HaRashba, Mi'cheses LaHaRamban, that there's a suffix if you can be Misakech Besulam. Suffix if you can be Misakech Besulam. If you can put a Sulam on top of the Gag, not to be Misakech Besulam, put a Sulam on top of the Gag to put Tzchach on top of it. That was the shayla of the Tshuvah Sadeshem. The Tshuvah Sadeshem says, I think it's even kosher to be mesakech in the sulam. But that's not the shayla. The shayla is, can you be mesakech on top of the sulam? Yes?
How come the answer he gives is he was talking about kavo tuma when he said that the whole reason is kavo? Like, how come he seemed like he shayled both times?
Oh, good. The Tshuvah Sadeshem is saying it's even mutter to be mesakech with the sulam because... Wait, it's good, you can even be mesakek with the sulam because it's not mekabel tuma. Schach can't be mekabel tuma. You see, the sugya on Chaf Aleph is talking about mamid bedavar mekabel tuma. If you're mamid mekabel tuma. The Tshuvah Sadeshem is not talking about the mamid. The Tshuvah Sadeshem really, in his answer, he's really talking about the schach itself. He says, of course you can be mamid in the sulam because the sulam is not mekabel tuma. So even if mamid bedavar mekabel tuma were to be a problem, you're not being mamid bedavar mekabel tuma, you're being mamid bedavar she'en mekabel tuma. So because the sulam is not mekabel tuma, not only can you be mamed the schach with the sulam, you can even be mesakech with the sulam itself, because it's not mekabel tuma.
I'm saying, okay? I'm saying he's just trying to prove both ma'amers, like according, because he holds that the real psul is keva.
Right.
So I'm saying, why is he going back to tuma? I'm saying.
You're saying, why does he even have a shayla whether you can be mesakech on top of the sulam?
Yeah.
Worst thing could be is that it's a davar mekabel tuma, and he just said that mam davar mekabel tuma as well. That's the shayla. That's the problem, Josh, exactly. Fret the Magen Avraham, what's going on over here? I thought the Shulchan Aruch just passed like the Tshuvah Sadeshem, that halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, but not like the time of mam davar mekabel tuma, but rather ein lokeva. So there is no problem of mam davar mekabel tuma. What's the suffix bichlal? The Tshuvah Sadeshem gets you out of it. He says, well, it's not mekabel tuma anyway, but if it were mekabel tuma, it sounds like there might be a problem here. And the Rashba remains with a suffix. Right? So he must feel that it is mekabel, at least a suffix mekabel tuma. Right? So, what's going on over here? It sounds, from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, from the suffix of the Rashba, it sounds like the real issue is whether you can be mesakech on top of the sulam. What's the issue? What the question is whether the sulam is mekabel tuma or not. Is that really the suffix? The suffix is whether it's mekabel tuma. That's the problem. That's the problem. Let's see the Magen Avraham. Mikamokom tzorech iyun. This is on page 3. So besof simin tafresh lamed posak harab beis yosef behedi demut lahamed bedav mekabel tuma dim lo kein afilo gavasar at psula. The Rabbi Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tav Reish Lamed, Sifyud Gimel, says, what? Samasukasu kari hamita is ksher as long as you have a distance of 10 tefachim from mita to schach. Even if you're mamed b'dar mekabel tuma, it's not a problem. V'gam b'sifches posak l'chaber chulei en kpeda, to be mechaber the klunsos. That was the other case we had. En kpeda, that's kosher. Imkain muchal the sphere like a Tshuvah Sadeshem shemut lahamid b'dav mekabel tuma. The Tshuvah Sadeshem says beferish is mut lahamid b'dav mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda is only because of ein lokeva. His sheet has nothing to do with ma'amid b'dav mekabel tuma. So what's going on over here? Why does the Shulchan Aruch have a suffix over here? Why does he have a suffix over here? Whether you can put the schach. His lashon is, can you put the sulam on the gang to be mesakech on tavel? What's the problem? Chora, isn't it a mami v'dav mekabel tumah ishu? Even if the sulam is mekabel tumah, what could be the problem? It's only mami v'dav mekabel tumah, right? So what could be the problem? Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch pass like the Chumash Hadeshin, there is no issue of mami v'dav mekabel tumah? So what's the suffix? What's the suffix? It's mutter anyway. It's kosher anyway. Because even if the sulam is mekabel tumah, so what? You have schach on top of it. Says the Magen Avraham, you got to answer the Shulchan Aruch. So I think one of two things. The Magen Avraham suggests one of two answers over here. What does he say? Chayne Rali, the Masha Asa Besulam, Hayna Mishum Shehi Atzma Schachasl. The Chayne Barash Basim and Kuf Tzadi Hey. The Yadua Shechuvah Laharaban, Igam came Meharashba. Right? The Rashba says Beferish. That the suffix is whether the sulam is mekabel tumah or not. The suffix is not about mamah b'dav mekabel tumah. It's funny, the lashon of the Chumash Hadeshin initially is whether you can put the schach on top of the sulam or not. That sounds like the suffix is what? Right. Is the sulam mekabel tumah? And then it would be a problem of mamah b'dav mekabel tumah. Says the Magen Avraham, the whole suffix is the sulam mekabel tumah? Because the sulam is going to be schach. The sulam is going to be schach. Sulam is going to serve as schach. So the shaila is the sulam mekabel tumah itself? Because it itself is going to serve as schach. We're not talking about mamah b'dav mekabel tumah. The question is, since the sulam is going to be on top of the sukkah, it itself is going to serve as schach too. So if it's mekabel tumah, then it's possible for schach. That's the suffix. Is it mekabel tumah or is it not mekabel tumah? That's one answer the Magen Avraham gives. He says, according to this, Avala Hamad Ashab, Adav Makabal Tumma Shari, Kamashakosu Arash, Uchuma Sadeshin, Umaril. Okay, this is the first answer of the Magen Avraham. Yes?
Two questions. What's the Havamina that any horizontal on the Gag wouldn't be Mitzvah for the Schach? And why wouldn't it be?
No, it is. Lachar, it is Mitzvah for the Schach.
Okay, also, we know that you can have some amount of X amount of Schach puzzle in the
exactly.
Schach puzzle.
Exactly. Right. So
it's just being mimed. Even if it's just using it as support, what difference does it make?
You're saying if most of your schach, most of your schach is schach kosher, so what should be the issue? What is the suffix? Right.
Even if it is mekabeli,
Right. So that's why this shot in the Magen Avraham is very difficult. It's not what the Chumash Hadeshin himself says. You gotta look at the Rashba. You gotta look at the Tshuva of the Rashba to see exactly what his suffix was. Maybe he formulates it differently. Maybe he's just talking about. I took a look, but I don't recall exactly what the lashon is. Maybe he formulated as you're making a schach out of the sulamos. That wasn't the shaila of the Chumash Hadeshin.
Right.
Shaila of the Chumash Hadeshin is, can you put the schach on top of the sulamos? It sounds like you're going to have rov schach on top of the sulamos. So according to the Chumash Hadeshin, I hear what you're saying. But if the Rashba is asking a shaila whether you can be mesakech with the sulamos, so then I hear the Magen Avraham's first answer. The Magen Avraham is trying to suggest that ma'ariv v'dav mekabel tumah is not a problem bechlal over here. The problem is if it's mekabel tumah and it's serving a schach mamish, so then it's possible for schach, so that's why it's not going to work. V'od yesh lomer, says the Magen Avraham, a big chiddush. The b'di'evet shari k'mo shekosov sof simen tov reish lamed u'lechatchila osam. You look at the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, there's a difference. There in Tavresh Lamed it says Ksheira. If you have 10 tefachim between the Mita and the Gag, then Ksheira. It's kosher b'di'evet. Aye, but Jemame b'dav mekabel tumah? B'di'evet, it's kosher. Here, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Here the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siv Zayin, Im mutter lo haniach sulam al hagav. The suffix is, can you put the sulam on the gag? Lechatchila, can you do it lechatchila? Not b'di'evet. If you did it, it's kosher anyway. No different than Tavresh Lamed Yud Gimel. But says the Magen Avraham, here the Shulchan Aruch is entertaining the possibility that maybe lechatchila is aser. This is a tremendous chiddush of the Magen Avraham. That perhaps in the halacha of mamah b'dav mekabel tumah, the Shulchan Aruch is not clear in his psak. There are different levels. There's a lechatchila level and there's a b'di'evet level. B'di'evet taka the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is like the Rosh, the Imam of the Kabbalah is not a problem. But the Shulchan Aruch entertains the possibility that maybe lechatchila you should not be mamir b'davar mekabel tumah. And that's why he has this safek, whether you can put the sulam on top of the sukkah and then put tzchach on top of the sulam. But it's only mamir b'davar mekabel tumah. Didn't he pass like the Trumas HaDeshen that that's okay? No. That's okay b'diyevet. The Trumas HaDeshen was talking b'diyevet. Lechatchila, though, the Shulchan Aruch still has a safek that maybe one should not be mamir b'davar mekabel tumah. Maybe lechatchila it shouldn't be done. But the Magen Avraham has one final problem. He's dealt with Sif Zayin, Tofresh Chavtes Sif Zayin. He's dealt with Tofresh Lamed Sif Yud Gimel, but the problem is Sif Ches. What does the Shulchan Aruch say in Sif Ches? Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Lechaber Klunsoos HaSukah B'masmei Rosh HaBarzel L'Koshim B'Valos Shem Mekablam Tumah Ain't Peder. No problem. Lechatchila. Lechatchila, you can attach the schach with metal nails or with begadim, but the begadim are mekabel tumah. The nails are mekabel tumah. So the mekabel tumah, aren't you being mameh bedav mekabel tumah? You just told me lechatchila we don't do that. But the evidence kosher, but lechatchila we don't do that according to the second teretz in the Magen Avraham. So how can that work? Says the Magen Avraham. Mashakosav b'sivchei shemutu lekosher bevalos. Haynuk mashakosav sof simin tovrish lame b'shem haran. The kevan chain as schach atmo nismach aleim ela shekundis in nismachim aleim shari v'chein ikar. Says the Magen Avraham, that's different. Why is that different? Because the schach is not directly on the davar hamakabel tumah. There's a davar hamapsik. There's something else separating, right? You had your kosher what? Your kosher the klunsoos with the balos. Your kosher the klunsoos. Your mechaber the klunsoos hasukah b'masmeira shel barza. The klunsoos hasukah your mechazek with the masmeira shel barza. And then you're going to put tzach on top of the klunsoos. So the klunsoos are not the klunsoos are supporting the tzach. The metal is not supporting the tzach. The metal is supporting the klunsoos, and in turn the klunsoos are supporting the tzach. That's not mame b'davar mekabel tumah. That's mamid de mamid b'davar mekabel tumah. That's an indirect mamid. Indirect mamid. Says the Magen Avraham, even if you'll tell me lechatchila that mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is a problem, but mamid de mamid, an indirect mamid b'davar mekabel tumah, that's not going to be a problem. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter, even lechatchila to be mechaber the klunsoos with the baloi begodim with the masmer. Because that's not mamid, that's rather mamid de mamid. Ad Kantvarov. This is a mouthful. This is a Magen Avraham that made waves in the Psak world. What's this Chiddush of Mamed and Mamed based on? He says it's based on a Ran. Where's the Ran? Which Ran? So that's the Ran that I asked you to see. The Ran puts together two different sugyas. The Ran on Daf Yud Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif and the Raschol Masnisim. The Ran, you know, before we look at the Ran, let's first look at the Gemara and the Chafal Hanves. We mentioned this subject. Abaye's comment, right? That's the Rif's Abaye. Abaye says Lo Shonu El Samach Aval Sikach Agav Hamita Ksheira. Abaye says that Samach Al Kari Hamita, that's Psula according to Rabbi Yehuda, but Sikach Agav Hamita, even Rabbi Yehuda would say Ksheira. What does it mean? Sikach Agav Hamita, that's any better? It's not Mamed B'davar Mekabel Tumah, and it's Yesh Lokeva. What does that mean? So Rashi had a mutna pshat here. Rashi said, we're talking about a situation where you have some kind of a frame, four poles of wood, poles going around on top. You put the schach on top of that. So there's no problem. Yesh Lokeva, it's solid. It's solid, right? Rashi holds the issue is to be solid, right? It's solid, and it's not mekabel tumah, so you're not mamed eschach al gavi davar mekabel tumah. Everything is fine. So what's the mita? The mita is the dofen around. You have mitas on the side, but they're not actually supporting the schach, so therefore it's okay. That's how Rashi learned. It's a big chiddush. Right, that's the posh pshat. Sikach al gav hamita ksheira. That means that the mita is just the dofen on the side. You have the sukkah made out of a frame. There's a framework. I can't draw so well, but you know, imagine, I don't know, something like this, no? Not so good at this. Not yet, you. There's a frame. There's a frame there. There's a frame in that, right? That's not Makabel Tumah. And then you have mitzvahs on the side. All along the side you have mitzvahs that are serving as the funds. That's not the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Sikech agav ha-mita, that means that the mitzvahs are on the side. It sounds like you're putting the schach on the mitzvah. How you put the schach on the mitzvah? Sounds like you're putting the walls on the mitzvah. So that's what the Ran says. That must be the pshat. So what do you accomplish? You're still being mamed b'dar makabel tumah. The mitzvah is makabel tumah. So what do you do? Now you have a sukkah on top of the mitzvah. Instead of being someich on the kari hamitzah, so now your sukkah is mamish on top of the mitzvah. Right? So how did that accomplish anything? Maybe it's Yesh Lo Keva? I don't even know if it's Yesh Lo Keva. But it's certainly Hamid B'dav Mekabel Tumah. The mitzvah is Mekabel Tumah. So how did you accomplish anything? By moving it on top of the sukkah? Then by moving it on top of the mitzvah? So it's off the round. L'man damar mibnei shem Hamid B'dav Mekabel Tumah. The last words in that Dibur Maskel Masnisim. Hari Eim Hamid B'dav Mekabel Tumah. Kevin she'ein haschach nismach mamash al hamitzah. Afilu she'yisedosav v'kundosav. The kundosav smuchos olav. Even though the yisedos and the kundos, the walls are nismach on the mita. These walls are nismach on the mita, but the schach is not nismach on the mita. The mita is a mamid, the mamid of the schach. It's an indirect mamid of the schach. Says the Ran, if it's only mamid, the mamid, it's not a problem. That's what the Magen Avraham wanted to suggest. Now it's interesting, the Ran doesn't use this lashon of mamid and mamid. He just says, since the funnels are on top of the mita, so therefore it's not a problem. What does that mean? So the Ritva coined this term of mamid de mamid. The Ritva says exactly the same as the Ran. The Ritva is talking about the other case that the Ran quotes. The other case. That's what the Ritva is focusing on. That the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis talks about Osa Sukoso Berosha Ilan. We mentioned this yesterday also. Let's say you make a sukkah on top of a tree. On top of a tree, what does that mean? It's a machlokes rishon what it means. Right? There are two pshat that either, boy, this is really going to be difficult. Okay? You got to draw the sukkah. It's not a tree. Right? Either you put your sukkah in the tree, right? In the tree, mamish. Or, no. Or you put the sukkah like it's a tank. You got like two walls on the side, and then that this one wall is in the tree. Right? It's nismach on the tree. It's not in the tree. The karka is over here. But the tree is helping as a wall, serving as one wall of the sukkah. One wall, two walls, that's the Shaila in the Gemara, and the Mishnah. Right? Ha'osu sukkoso b'rosh, ha'agolo b'rosh ha'sfina. Okay. B'rosh ha'ilan o'al gabi gomel, k'sheira vein olin la'biyamtif. If you make a sukkah b'rosh ha'ilan, it's k'sheira vein olin la'biyamtif. Shtayim b'ilan v'achas b'dei odam, o shtayim b'dei odam v'achas b'ilan, k'sheira vein olin la'biyamtif. You can't go into the tree because you're not allowed to climb a tree on yamtif. So if you have two walls in the tree, one bidei adam, or two bidei adam and one in the tree, then you can't use it. Because one of the walls of the sukkah that are ma'akev, you know, you need three walls in the sukkah, is in the tree. But shalosh bidei adam, va'achas be'ilan, k'sheira va'olim la'biyamtif. If you have three walls bidei adam, one wall in the tree, so the fourth wall is not necessary. It's not ma'akev in the sukkah, so that doesn't matter. Because really, we look at it as though the sukkah is not in the tree. So what does it mean that you have a sukkah in the ilan? So what does Rashi say? Rosha ilan tike moshavo b'rosho va'asa shamachitos uschach. Rashi says you tike moshavo. Here you have your sukkah. I mean, obviously there aren't branches on top, right? It's part of the tree that's open. So you make your sukkah in the ilan itself. Tosis is troubled by that pshat in Rashi because of a Gemara in Shabbos. So Tosis interprets that no, the sukkah is on the ground. But some of the walls are in the tree. One, two. The walls are on the tree. The tree is serving as a wall. Well, one of the walls is kavua in the tree. The Ran learned like Rashi. The Ran says sukkah barosha ilon means that you built the sukkah in the tree. So says the Ran, I have a very simple kasha over here. How can sukkah barosha ilon be kshera? Okay, there's a shaila if olin lo biyamta, for ain't olin lo biyamta, but it's kasha. B'chol amoid, it's kasha. How can it be kasha? You mamid b'davashena roi l'sakech bo. Aren't you being mamid the whole sukkah in the tree? The tree, you can't be misakech in a tree. It's mechubal karka. Of course you can't be misakech. It's gidul karka, but it's mechubal karka. You can't be misakech. See, you mamid the whole sukkah in the tree. It should pass on the whole sukkah. According to Rabbi Yehuda Lefi the second time. So to that, the Ran answers what he just told us. That in that situation, you're not being mamid the tzchach in a davashena roi l'sakech bo. You're being mamid the tzchach on walls. The tree is below the schach, right? The walls are on top of the tree. The tree is a mamid the mamid. It's not mamid the schach directly, so that's not a problem. Because it's not being mamid the schach directly. Says the Ritva, a similar idea. Kashalon hodid nan lakamon haos visugazav rosha ilan ksheiro, it's not nami, etc. V'ho ilan posel hu l'schach, v'avilu ochi g'shozav visugazav ksheiro. The ilan is posel for schach, how can I be mamid my schach in the Ilan? So first he quotes the Ravid. He says, you know why it's kasher? Because it's not shchuyach. The whole problem of Ma'amid Adam HaKabotum is a psul d'rabban and a gzeira. People don't make sukkahs. They know that you can't be misakech be'ilan. So because they know you can't be misakech be'ilan, then the whole gzeira doesn't apply. Right? The Ravid keeps it's the same pisma, the same nusach the Ravid has. Whenever it's lo shchuyach, we don't make the gzeira, so there's no problem. Comes the Ritva and says, no, I don't think that's really true. I don't think that's true. The Mishnah doesn't sound like that. Right? The Mishnah says, Hidlo le'es ha-gefen, es ha-delas, es ha-kisom. The Mishnah talks about that. You lean trees over the schach. It seems like people do. People are misakek with trees. So what's the Ravid talking about? Hanochon kamo shepirish Rabbeinu HaGadol. I think what's right is what Rabbeinu HaGadol explained. Who is Rabbeinu HaGadol according to the Ritva? Right? Who's that? You see the Ritva? The Ramban. Because I think what the Ramban says is right. Shlo osu chachamim ela shlo lahamid haschach atzma v'davar haposel haschach. Shemo yovu l'sakech bo. The problem is to be mamed the schach itself with the davar haposel haschach. Al masnisin l'kamon ein haschach somech al ho'ilan. Ela shakarka hasukah nosun be'ilan. The noatz kundesin shel eitz bekarka hasukah. And the karka hasukah is in the ilan. Afal bisha kundesin omdin be'ilan lo hashinan. Why? Dr. Ritva? Shari mamid de mamid hu. Four words. Hari mamid de mamid hu. The Ritva has this lashon. It's an indirect mamid. It's an indirect mamid. That's not a problem. The Ritva quotes from the Ramban that even if you're machmir, that mamid b'davar kabotum is a problem, but an indirect mamid is not a problem. So as long as there's something separating, as long as it's like a hepsik, something separating between your schach and the davar makabel tumah, there's no problem. By the ilan, right, you have something separating between the ilan, which is not a davar makabel tumah, but it's eino roi l'sakech bo. The walls are separating. The walls are not makabel tumah, they're perfectly kosher for schach. As long as there's a separation between the davar apostle and the schach, then there's no problem. Because that's called a mamed dinah. This is the simple understanding of what the Magen Avraham was saying. The Magen Avraham in his second answer says that the Shulchan Aruch is taka machmir lechatchila that you shouldn't be mamid b'davar makabel tumah, but the Evidi says it's kosher. But even on that lechatchila, the only problem is mamid b'davar makabel tumah, not mamid demamid. If you have some kind of a separation, then that's no problem. And that's why, says the Magen Avraham, that's why you can be mechaber the klunsos with the balay begodim or with the masmerim shel barzel. Why? Because if you're mechaber the klunsos, right, you have the, let's take an aerial view, right? So if you have your klunsos, a couple of klunsos, and then you're going to put tzchach on top of that, right? So if you're mechaber the klunsos to the defanos with masmerim, right? Masmerim shel barzel, the klunsos are going to be hanging on with the masmerim shel barzel. The barzel is not mamed the tzchach. The klunsos are mamed the tzchach. The klunsos are not mekabel tumah. So as long as the barzel is not being mamed the tzchach directly, it's like a mamed the mamed. It's no different than sukkah barosha ilan, right? It's no different than sukkah sikech al gav hamita. Because in both situations, the dover that's posel asakech bo is not actually being mamed the tzchach directly. It's indirectly being mamed the tzchach. and that's okay according to the Magen Avraham. Yes.
This is all within if you're being Machmir from the Magen.
Correct. Right, but the Magen Avraham is assuming that the Shulchan Aruch is. Right? How does he know the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir l'chatchila that you can't be Machmir b'davar kal v'tomah? For what? From which case? Your case. Right? The suffix of the Sulam.
Yeah.
Suffix of the Sulam. The suffix of the Sulam turned everything upside down. We thought we were sitting pretty with the rush. Right? In Lokeva. Right? So came the suffix of the Sulam and it turned everything on its head. That's why the Magen Avraham in his second shot says that maybe lechatchila Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. But only if you Mamed the Schach with Devar Kabbalah directly. If it's Mamed the Mamed, then it's going to be Kosher. Josh.
But if you remove the Messiah, or if you remove the tree, you got no circle.
It's up the Chazon Ish. Up the Chazon Ish, he doesn't understand what the Magen Avraham is saying. Doesn't understand. He doesn't see why Mamed the Mamed is going to solve the problem. Again, the case of the Magen Avraham is the consoles, right? Where you have metal attaching the schach to the defense. I mean, for that matter, the Magen Avraham is explaining why you can make your sukkah with metal hooks, with metal. Typically, many sukkahs have metal in it. We use metal screws and metal nails to keep the defense together. That's also mamed b'davar mekabel tuma, but it's mamed de mamed because the metal screws and the metal nails are not actually holding up the schach. It's the wood that's holding up the schach. But you have metal that's holding up the sukkah in turn. But that's Mamed de Mamed. Comes the Chazon Ish and says he doesn't understand why Mamed de Mamed would help. Even if you hold, right? If you're going to hold that Mamed de Mekabel Tumah is a problem, says the Chazon Ish, I don't see how Mamed de Mamed solved the problem. Rabbi Shachter likes to say that the Chazon Ish himself felt that there's no problem with Mamed de Mekabel Tumah bechlal. We go with the rush. There's no problem, Mamed Dama Kabbalah. But you, Magen Avraham, that you made a big deal out of the Sofik and Shulchan Aruch and Sif Ches, that shows lechatchila there's a problem with Mamed Dama Kabbalah. I don't see how you solve the problem. I don't see how you solve the problem by the problem of Sif. I'm sorry, the Sofik is in Sif Zin. You made a big deal out of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Zayin that there's a problem, lechatchila of Mamed Dama Kabbalah Tumah. I don't see how you solve the problem in Sif Ches by saying that it's Mamed de Mamed, so then it's okay. To attach the klunsos with the metal or with the Balai Begodim is okay because it's only Mamed de Mamed. I don't see why that should solve the problem. Why should that solve the problem? You'll tell me, but that's what the Ran says, that's what the Ritva says. What? It's not my fault. The Rishonim say this. Sukkah Barosha Ilan, Sikeh Chagava Mita. Don't they say that Mamed and Mamed is okay? As long as it's indirect, it's okay? You put the sukkah on top of the mitzvah, you put the sukkah on top of the ilan, it's okay? Says the Chazon Ish, okay? That's not the pshat, that's not what they're saying. Where are they getting this from? Rabbeinu HaGadol, they're getting it from the Ramban. Which Ramban? Who Ramban? Chidush Ramban? Ramban Melchamas Hashem. Look at the Melchamas Hashem, Zok the Chazon Ish, you'll see, he doesn't say anything like what you're talking about. What does the Ramban say? It's a murder to Ramban. Ramban quotes the Ravid in explaining Sukkos Barosha Ilan. Then he says, I don't think that's the Pshat. You know what the Pshat is? Ani Omer. Somech Sukkos B'mechubar Kesomech B'mekabel Tumah. Aval Osa Sukkos Barosha Ilan Sheshanu Kshera Hainu Osa Defonos Al Ha'ilan V'somech Schach Alehem. Like Rashi. Right? So why is that kosher? The Maisa Karka Ba'alma Ka'ovit. Because all that the Elon is doing is a Maisa Karka Ba'alma. A Maisa Karka Ba'alma. V'hainu da'abaya da'amar Sikech Agave Mita Shenoa Tzalea Kundesin Omdin V'Sikech Agave Ankshera. And that's Abaya also. Sikech Agave Mita is what? You put the Kundesin on top of the Mita. Why is that okay? Mamed de Mamed? The Ramban doesn't use such a Lashon. Mamed de Mamed. That's the Ritva's invention. It's unclear whether he disagree. I mean, he doesn't disagree. He quotes the Ramban. So he's learning the Ramban. But what are the verta of the Ramban? The words of the Ramban are, it's doing a Maisa Karka Ba'alma. Vas meintos. What does Maisa Karka Ba'alma mean? Says the Chazon Ish, I'll tell you what it means. Maisa Karka Ba'alma means, if you take the thing away, the sukkah will just stand a little bit below. If you're Sikech Al Gav HaMita, if you take the Mita away, so the sukkah will stand on the ground. But you take the Elon away, the sukkah will stand on the ground. The sukkah's not going to fall apart. All the item that's Pasul L'Schach is doing is it's serving as a floor for the sukkah. It's not a chelik of the sukkah. It's not a part of the dofen. It's not part of the schach. It's serving as a floor. It's a ma'aser kagav alma. The haraya, if you take it away, the sukkah will stand. Says the Chazon Ish, that's the vort of the Ramban. The Ramban is saying, Mame b'dor mekabel tumah, if Mame b'dor mekabel tumah is a problem, even if Mame b'dor tumah is a problem, but if all the item that's being mamed, the schach, is doing is a ma'aser kagav alma, that's not called mamed haschach. If you could take it away and the schach will still stand, because the sukkah will still stand, it's not being mamed the schach. What's being mamed the schach is what's necessary in order to support the schach to ensure that it's going to stay there. But if all it's doing is a ma'aser kagav alma, and if you take it away, the whole sukkah will stand, it might stand a little bit lower, but it'll stand, then that item is not being mamed the schach. The ilan is not being mamed the schach. The mita is not being mamed the schach. It's not because it's indirect. It's because all it's doing is a ma'aser kagav alma. If you take it away, so then the schach will fall down, and it'll be, right, the sukkah will fall down, and it'll be lower. But the sukkah is going to be standing. It's not going to fall down literally. It'll go lower, but it'll be able to stand. As opposed to the case of the Magen Avraham, if you machaber the klunsos with the metal, you take out that metal, what's going to happen? The klunsos fall to the floor, and the schach is going to fall to the floor too. This is not going to work according to the Ramban, says the Chazon Ish. There's no such idea of mamid de mamid. Indirect mamid is not called a mamid. Of course it's a mamid, says the Chazon Ish. If you assume mamid b'dor mekabel tumah is a problem, then even an indirect mamid is going to be a problem. The only thing that's not a problem is ma'aser kagav alma. Something that's just serving as a floor level, if you take it away, the sukkah can go lower and still be standing, that's not a problem of mamid b'dor mekabel tumah. But if you're using something that's not touching the schach, it's not supporting the schach, but it's indirectly supporting the schach, that's also mame b'dov mekabel tumah, and that is going to be a problem, like by the chibra of the klunsaos. So says the Chazon Ish, I think the Magen Avraham's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is incorrect. Incorrect, he says. I think that even mame de mame is a problem. Even mame de mame is going to be a problem. L'didon sh'anu nogin l'hachmer b'din hemid asah b'dav m'kabal tumah k'das Ramban v'ran en l'kfar ha'klunsos b'masmer. Rabbi Shechter says that it sounds to the Chazon Ish that me'ikar adin he thinks you could go l'kula. L'didon, we are machmer. But, right? We are machmer, but it sounds like you really could go l'kula me'ikar adin b'chlam. But says the Chazon Ish, we who are machmer like the Ramban and the Ran, you can't be mechaber the klunsos b'masmer. You can't make a sukkah out of metal, using metal nails and screws, according to the Chazon Ish. Because if you're going to be machmir, that you can't be mamid b'dor mekabel tumah, then even mamid de mamid is also a problem. Because look at the source of mamid de mamid. The source of mamid de mamid is the Ramban Melchamas Hashem, and the Ramban doesn't say mamid de mamid is okay. He says ma'aser kagav alma is okay. So says the Chazon Ish, I think that even mamid de mamid should be a problem. If you hold that mamid b'dor mekabel tumah is a problem. So those who are machmer for the Chazon Ish, they are careful to use only wooden screws or some kind of wooden pegs. The sukkah has to be made totally out of wood. There can't be any metal in the sukkah. Because if there's metal in the sukkah, you take out the metal screws and the metal nails, what's going to happen? The whole sukkah collapses. That's not just a ma'aser kagav alma. That's like the chibra of the klunsos. This is the famous chumra of the Chazon Ish. That if you're going to be machmer to assume that mamid b'dor mekabel tumah is a problem, so then mamid and mamid is not going to help you either. Only ma'aser kagav alma is going to help you. In most cases that we have, it's not ma'aser kagav alma. Sukkah b'rosh ha'ilon, sukkah al gav ha'mita. Yeah, these are the ma'aser kagav alma cases. But using metal screws and metal nails, that's not ma'aser kagav alma. That's holding up the sukkah, because if you take out the metal, the whole thing's going to fall apart. Aye, but it's indirectly, it's only indirectly being mamed asah. So what, says the Chazon Ish? There's no din of mamed and mamed. That is what the Ritva says, but the Chazon Ish would say, but the Ritva is just quoting the Ramban. Look at the Ramban inside. He says it's an issue of ma'aser kagav alma. But if it's not doing a ma'aser kagav alma, but rather it's being mamid, even if it's only indirectly being mamid, says the Chazon Ish, that should still be a problem. Okay, so if you look at the Mishnah Berurah just quotes the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Din L'Chatchila, the Simetofer Shlamid. That's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is in Tov Reish Chav Tes. And here in Tov Reish Chav Tes, he quotes the Magen Avraham that. But the Eved, it's okay. So according to the Magen Avraham, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, as long as you have, you know, you have your metal frame in the sukkah, you have a canvas sukkah, let's say, with a metal frame. So all that you have to do is put wooden beams across the top of the metal, and then line your sukkah the other way. Because if you do that, then you have a hefsek. Right, the beams are being mamed deschach. The metal is not directly being mamed deschach. That's a mamed de mamed. According to the Magen Avraham, that should be okay. According to the Chazon Ish, that still is a problem. So the Chazon Ish would say you can't have a sukkah out of metal. You can't have metal walls to the sukkah, or even if you have wooden walls to the sukkah. According to the Chazon Ish, you wouldn't be able to use metal nails or metal screws to keep the walls together. Because if you use the metal screws, that's called mamed de mamed. It's only mamed de mamed. Says the Chazon Ish, there's no such thing. Even Mamed de Mamed is also called Mamed B'dav Mekabel Tumah. So that itself would be a problem as well, according to the Chazon Ish. Yes?
And then for some like the metal frame sukkahs, they have like a plastic holster to hold wooden beams, which the schach the lies on. So is that being machmir for the Chazon Ish? Is plastic and Kabel Tumah?
No, plastic is possible for schach anyway. It's not Gidule Karka.
So Chazon Ish's chumra apply to all the psulim or just
Mekabel? Probably apply to all psulim. Yeah, why would it be any different? I mean, we were assuming that mamid is a problem not just b'dav mekabel tumah, but with anything that's possible for schach. So the plastic wouldn't help. They probably just do that for some protection for the wood. But that's what most sukkahs are made out of, right? I mean, there are sukkahs, there are modular sukkahs now. The modular sukkahs are also not made out of wood, but they have pieces of wood. You know, they have with the slat, with the, you know, like the jut out, they jut in or jut out or whatever. Right, with the slats that can hang on the modular sukkah, I can't draw it. But you'll figure it out, right? Maybe you have like a beam that sits on top of the sukkah, and then you put your sach perpendicular to the beam. So the beam is made out of wood. So according to the Magen Avraham, that's fine. That's what everyone relies on. In Bnei Brak, there are those who are machmir for the Chazon Ish, so they have these wooden. I'm told that they have these wooden pegs or wooden screw type things to keep the sukkah together. I don't know, it might be a sakana to sit in such a sukkah. I don't know. I shouldn't be motzi laz. I haven't been in such a sukkah. I'm sure they were able to figure out a way to make screws, some kind of wooden screws or pegs that can hold the sukkah properly. But this is the famous machlok, the Magen Avraham, the Chazon Ish, where the mamid de mamid b'dav mekabel tumah is a problem. But it only begins if you assume that mamid b'dav mekabel tumah is a problem. If you really pass in the ikra, I didn't like the rush. The whole thing doesn't begin. But the Magen Avraham is trying to explain the Shulchan Aruch, which he thinks taka holds lechatchila. Perhaps Mamed B'dav Mekabel Tumah might be a problem.